勤劳通常是内敛和隐藏的。
Father's love is normally more subtle or hidden.
是借着供应家中的需要，承受外面的压力，和制造一个安稳居住的环境，以及教训孩子，为孩子设定方向等等来表现出来。
This love can only be seen in when the father is providing for the family, shielding the family from outside pressures, providing a safe home, teaching the children, and creating a future for these children.
也许是似乎因为缺少了肢体上相处的时间，或者话语上的亲近，社会对于父亲的感恩和重视往往低于母亲。
Perhaps it is because of a lack of physical and emotional intimacy. Oftentimes, society is less appreciative of what fathers do as compared to what mothers do.
但是近60年来，社会学家和心理学家才慢慢发现，原来父亲的地位与母亲对孩子一样来重要。
Only in the last 60 years have sociologists and psychologists discovered that fathers are as important as mothers to the development of their children.
研究甚至发现父亲对子女的心理健康和自信心远远超过母亲对孩子的影响。
The study shows that the impact of a father has towards a child's mental health and confidence exceeds that of a mother's.
今天是父亲节，让我们在此特别对我们的父亲感恩，尤其对我们父亲给我们过去一切看不到和看得到的辛劳，我们在此谢谢他们，也因着他们的辛劳造就了今天的我们。
Today is Father's Day. Let us take this day to really appreciate what our fathers have done for us, both visible and invisible. Because of them, we are where we are today.
也让我们彼此鼓励，让我们在此的弟兄们现在或将来能够做一个称职的父亲。
Let us encourage each other so that the brothers here can either now or in the future be good fathers.
然而为什么要鼓励呢？
So why do we need encouragement?
因为通常一般父亲的付出通常是没有立竿见影的果效。
Because a father's love normally does not have an immediate effect.
父亲的角色对孩子来说往往也不讨喜。
And usually, the child really does not appreciate what the father does.
一个父亲对孩子的影响力通常要花到五年、十年，甚至二三十年以后，才会在孩子身上开花结果。
It might take as long as 5, 10, 20, or even 30 years for the father's teaching to bear fruit in this kid.
做爸爸的真的需要鼓励，才能度过这些有许多挫败感的岁月。
As fathers, we really need the encouragement to go through these years.
除了社会学家和心理学家告诉我们父亲在家庭影响力的重要之外，
Outside of sociology and psychology, about what they say about the influence of the father in the family,
我们基督徒更要了解圣经告诉爸爸们应该有的责任和地位。
As Christians, we need to know even more about what the Bible tells us about how fathers should be.
下一个 slide， 在箴言十七章第六节这边说，子孙为老人的冠冕，父亲是儿女的荣耀。
Proverbs 17:6 says, "Children are a crown to the age, and parents are the pride of their children."
华人啊，中国人来说，通常儿女的成就是父亲的荣耀嘛。
I mean, for Chinese people, they usually think that the achievements of the children are the pride of their parents.
但是箴言作者却反过来说，父亲更应该是儿女的荣耀。
But according to the writer of Proverbs, he flips it, saying that the father should be the pride of the children.
父亲们，你们是儿女的荣耀吗？
Fathers, are you your children's pride?
做儿女们，你们认为父亲是你的荣耀吗？
Children, do you think your fathers are your pride?
你愿意视你的父亲为你的荣耀吗？
Do you want to see your father as your pride?
下一个，箴言十五章第五节，愚妄人藐视父亲的管教，领受责备的得着见识。箴言四章第一节，众子啊，要听父亲的教训，留心得知识。
Proverbs 15:5, a fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. Proverbs 4:14, listen, my sons, to a father's instruction, pay attention and gain understanding.
我们想要得见识有聪明吗？
Do you want to get more knowledgeable and wise?
我们就要重视父亲的管教啊。
Then we need to really value the discipline of a father.
父亲们让我们持守管教的职分，花时间教儿女，他们才能得见识有聪明。
Fathers, let us take the time and effort to discipline our children that they might become knowledgeable and wise.
诗篇103篇第13节，而父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。以弗所书六章第四节，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Psalm 103:13. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Ephesians 6:4. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
做父亲啊，你想让儿女认识耶和华神吗？
Fathers, do you want your children to know the God Yahweh?
你要先懂得如何连续你的儿女。
You must learn to have compassion on your children.
你的儿女才能借由你的连续来认识神。
Then they will take the compassion they saw from you and learn the compassion of the Lord.
儿女对神的教训和警戒的认知是从爸爸来的。
How children know the teaching of the Lord is from their earthly fathers.
这是我们做父亲多大的一个责任。
This is such an important responsibility placed on us fathers.
也就是说，在儿女生命中，第一位传讲永生福音的使者。
And,
第一位让儿女认识神话语的人。
So the first person who will spread the gospel, the word to our children is.
不是主日学老师啊，也不是牧师啊，也不是青少年团契的代理人。
The first person is not Sunday school teachers, not pastors, not youth group leaders, but.
而是父亲。
But fathers.
许多人很难接受福音，因为他们从来没有在感受过地上父亲对他们的爱。
Many people have a hard time accepting the gospel because they have not experienced the love of an earthly father.
以至于他们难以想象以及接受天上有一位天父愿意那么恩待他们，爱他们。
Because they never experienced the love, they have a hard time understanding that there's a heavenly father who loves them even more.
所以父亲的责任是多么的大，但是今天社会压力那么大，工作那么忙，养家糊口都不容易了，教会也忙，爸爸们哪有时间连续管教儿女啊？
In today's society, though, there's so much stress and work is so busy, it's difficult to even just survive and provide for the family. In addition to that, church is also really busy. How can fathers even have the time to discipline and be compassionate to the children?
哪来的耐心不要惹儿女的气啊？
We already have so little patience that it's hard not to just exasperate our children.
还让自己要成为他们的荣耀？
And we have to try and be their pride.
但是我们必须要想想，让我们今天来看看，如果我们不照着圣经的教训来做父亲的结果会是如何？
So let's see today what will happen to a father if we do not follow the teachings of the Bible.
今天我们要来看圣经里的一位人。
So today we're going to examine a person from the Bible.
要以他失败的经历来成为我们的借鉴。
And that we might learn from his failures.
这位人物不是别人。
And this person is not an insignificant person.
而是以色列历史当中最英明的君王大卫。
But the most important king of all of Israel, King David.
那你会说，哎，等等啊，大卫不是一个非常属灵的人物，一个合神心意的人吗？
Hold up, wasn't David a spiritual man? Wasn't he a man after God's own heart?
正是因为连属灵人都会犯错，都会失败，更值得我们仔细看他失败的原因啊。
It's because he was a spiritual man that it's more worthy to look at his failures because even a spiritual man can make big mistakes.
让我们接下来看一段圣经，在历代志上第三章。
So let's look at 1 Chronicles 3, 1 through 8.
我将会很快的读八节，然后就请翻译读用英文读八节。大卫在希伯伦所生的儿子记在下面，长子暗嫩是耶斯列人亚希暖生的，次子但以利是密迦人亚比该生的，三子亚加龙是基述王达买的女儿玛加生的，四子亚多尼亚是哈尼吉生的，五子是法提亚 是亚比他生的，六子以特念是大卫的妻以格拉生的。这六人都是大卫在希伯伦生的。大卫在希伯伦做王七年零六个月，在耶路撒冷做王三十三年。大卫在耶路撒冷所生的儿子是示米亚、朔巴、拿丹、所罗门，这四人是亚米利的女儿拔书亚生的，还有以侠、以利、沙玛、以利、法列、挪加、菲尼、亚菲亚、以利、沙玛、以利、亚大、以利、法列，共九人。
English, can you go back one slide? Okay. These were the sons of David born to him in Hebron. The first was Amnon, son of Ahinoam of Jezreel. The second, Daniel, the son of Abigail of Carmel. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adoniah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Sephatiah, the son of Abital. And the sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. These six were born to David in Hebron, where he reigned 7 years and 6 months. David reigned in Jerusalem for 33 years. And these were the children born to him there: Shammuah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. These four were by Bathsheba, daughter of Amiel. There were also Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, nine in all.
这里提起大卫一共有十九个儿子，至少有超过八个以上王妃生的。
This passage mentions that David had at least 19 sons from at least 8 different wives.
另外，并非生的儿子还不算在其内啊。
And there are many other sons who weren't mentioned, born by concubines.
圣经只对其中的四个儿子有所描述。
The Bible only gives more details about four of the sons.
第一个圣经提起的是暗嫩。
The first son is Amnon.
圣经告诉我们，他居然爱上了自己同父异母的妹妹，甚至希望跟他有肉体关系，到最后还设计谋强暴他。
Amnon loved his own half sister so much that he lusted after her to the point where he raped her.
结果他就犯了乱伦罪。
And he committed incest.
好，第二个呢？第二个人。亚撒龙。
The second is Absalom.
他篡夺了他父亲的王位以后。
After taking over his father's throne.
他甚至在百姓面前就强行与他父亲的嫔妃亲近。
He went to the roof of the palace and slept with his father's concubines.
他犯了万民罪。
He also committed incest.
好，我们再看下一个。
And the next one.
亚多尼亚。
Adoniah.
当大卫他的父亲大卫老的时候，他的大卫找了一个非常年轻貌美的一个女孩做他的贴身侍女。
When his father David was really old, David took a young, a beautiful, girl to be his maid.
当亚多尼亚看大卫已经死了以后，他就想娶他爸爸的贴身侍女。
After David died, Adoniah wanted to marry his father's maid.
他也犯了，等于是犯了乱伦罪。
Effectively, this is pretty much incest as well.
好，我们再看所罗门。
And the last one is Solomon.
他迷恋 众多的嫔妃，他有好多好多太太。
And he had a lot of concubines and a lot of wives.
在圣经告诉我们，他一共有妃700位，都是公主，还有嫔300，也就是说，他一共有1000个太太。
So he had 7 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines. So in total, he had 1,000 wives.
而这些太太们最后都引诱他的心去随从其他的神。
And these women all led him astray to worship other gods.
也就是说，圣经里面只描述大卫19个儿子里面其中4个。
The Bible only mentions 4 out of 19 of the sons of David in any detail.
结果他们全都在性和婚姻上出了问题。
And they all had problems in their marriages and their sexual lives.
教育失败率是100%。
The rate of failure is 100%.
为什么？是因为他们的妈妈吗？
How come? Is it because of their mothers?
啊，不是，他们四个人各有不同的妈妈，他们有四不，每一个人都有自己的妈妈。
These 4 brothers were all of different mothers. None of them had the same mom.
但是他们却有同一个爸爸，是他们的爸爸大卫出了问题。
But the one thing they shared was their father, David, who is the source of this problem.
出了什么问题呢？我们看问题一。
So what were the problems? So the first problem.
第一个问题是，大卫没有用身教和言教来教导孩子从神而来的婚姻观。
So the first problem is David failed to teach his children God's ideal of marriage in both his life and his words.
因为在当时近东的文化，一个人妻子的数目常常代表他的身份和地位。
So in the culture of that time, the number of wives a person had reflected that person's status.
一个人如果越多的太太，他的身份就越高。
If a person had more wives, then that person had more prestige.
他权力呢也越显得大。
And he had more power.
而一个国王有越多的妻子的话，越显得他国力强大。
And if a king had more wives, it symbolized the strength of his kingdom.
而且一个王娶的妻子还带有外交战略性的目的呢。
And the king's wives also many times served as diplomacy.
如果一个王的妻子大多都是国家的贵族的女儿或者邻国的公主。
So if the king's wives were daughters or princesses of neighboring countries or of noble birth.
越能保障王的权力和稳固边界的平安。
Kept the king's throne more secure and made the borders of the nation more peaceful. In this culture, this was all acceptable practice. It was expected in that time that a king would have many wives. So that David was a man who saw after God's own heart. He took this practice into his own home. So in the end, his sons Absalom and Solomon both thought that they needed more women to show their power and authority. So David took what the world thought was acceptable for family and marriage and replaced what God wanted for family. Reality tells us, that it doesn't matter if you're a commoner or a king,
无论是贵族还是平庸,
or if you're a noble or a peasant,
只要不顺从神对家庭的旨意，要一男一女彼此忠于彼此守婚约，吃苦的人就是自己。
If you do not follow God's ideal for marriage, where it's one man, one woman committed to a marriage covenant, you're only bringing suffering on yourself.
权力再大，再有钱，甚至属灵地位再崇高都不例外。
It doesn't matter if you're powerful, wealthy, or even if you're spiritual.
今天我们是否有把今天在世界对婚姻的价值观带入我们自己的家庭而不自知呢？
Have we done the same today? Have we brought the values of the world into our own home without even knowing?
让我们记得孩子的价值观对家庭的认知是从父母的生活方式学来的。
Let's remember that a child's concept of family comes from the lifestyle of his or her parents.
大卫的第二个问题。
David's second problem.
大卫没有跟家人认罪。
David never confessed to his own family.
我们知道从撒母耳记下第十一章这边告诉我们一个故事。
In 2 Samuel 11, 2-4, there is a story.
这边告诉我们有一日，大卫在自己的国里面，太阳平息的时候，大卫才从床上起来，就在宫殿的顶楼看见一个妇女在沐浴，他觉得那个女人实在太漂亮，就把那个女人拆到他自己宫殿里。
So in the story, one night David was just on the roof of his palace walking, and he saw in the distance a woman who he thought was very beautiful, and he wanted her so much that he summoned her to the palace. And he found out that this woman wasn't just some random stranger, but the wife of one of his own mighty men, and her name was Bathsheba, and the man's name was Uriah. And that didn't stop David. And he found out that Bathsheba became pregnant.
为了掩饰这个奸情，大卫就利用打仗的危险呢，把拔示巴的丈夫乌利亚给害死在战场上。
So to hide this adultery, David used the war to get Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, killed.
然后之后再把乌利亚将军遗留的妻子再把她娶过来。
And then he married Bathsheba.
这件恶事大大的惹怒了神。
And then this evil deed angered God.
结果神就借着先知把这个丑事给掀开了。
So God used a prophet to publicize this adultery.
大卫也因此公开的痛悔，求神原谅。
David was very remorseful and publicly repented and asked for God's forgiveness.
神是处罚了大卫，没错。但是也原谅大卫。
God both punished and forgave David.
照理说这件事应该是了结了。
So you'd think this entire thing got wrapped up.
但是大卫却忽略了一件非常重要的事情。
But David forgot an important thing.
他的恶行不单单是伤害了神、乌利亚、拔示巴。
He not only hurt God, Uriah, and Bathsheba.
更是伤害了他当时的妻子们，还有他的儿子。
He also hurt his family and his children. So when David did this, many of his sons were already teenagers. They understood what was happening. I mean, can you imagine what a teenager seeing his dad do these things, what they'll think? I mean, seeing their dad do this, they must have had some confusion and hurt. I mean, wasn't their father the respectable king of the country? Wasn't he a spiritual leader? How could this happen? And this father had the courage to confess, write his wrongdoings in the Psalms, give this psalm to the choir master to have this be sung so that he would confess to God and the people. Yet he never had the guts to tell his own family.
Amnon, Absalom, Adoniah, 就犯了比世人还糟糕的乱伦罪。
And in the end, three of his sons, Amnon, Absalom, and Adoniah, all committed sins worse than a normal person's.
他们以为婚外的性关系是满足欲望的合理的一个管道。
They believed that sex outside of marriage was a legitimate way to satisfy their lust.
为什么会这样？因为爸爸就这样子嘛。
I mean, why would they think this? I mean, because their father did the same.
爸爸也没有，从来也没有亲口跟他们说爸爸错了。
And David never told him that he was wrong.
父亲们。
Fathers.
在必要的时候，我们要因着我们道德上的错误，我们要勇敢跟。
If it's necessary, we have to go to our families and confess our moral faults. So that the next generation will know what's right or wrong.
光光对外有一个表现，或者自己跟神认罪是不够的。
Just confessing to outsiders or confessing between you and God is not enough.
因为下一代不知道我们能够 有跟他们认罪的话，下一代就以为这是一个可以接受的一种文化或者一种生活方式。
If we don't tell future generations, they might believe that this is just something that's acceptable or part of culture.
然后他们甚至会把这样的习惯代代相传。
And this will just travel down generations.
一个父亲不是要时时的想要考虑到如何维护自己的尊严，而更是要照着神的教训和警戒养育儿女。
A father should worry less about how to protect his own reputation and be more concerned about how to teach and raise the children according to the Lord.
大卫第三个问题。
David's third problem.
是他想在自己孩子身上弥补过去成长环境中的所缺乏。
He wanted to compensate for.His own problems in his children.
如果大家对圣经熟悉，你就知道大卫小时候是被自己父亲所忽略。
So if you know the Bible, you know that when David was young, he was neglected and sometimes forgotten by his father.
他经常被他爸爸使唤，但是爸爸却又轻看不重视他。
He was often ordered to do menial tasks by his father, but at the same time, his father never considered him significant.
那也许是如此。每每当大卫知道自己儿子犯错时，他心里很难过、很忧伤、很痛苦，甚至发抖，但是从来不指责儿子。
Perhaps this is the reason that whenever David found out that his sons did some wrong, while he was sad, hurt, and troubled, he never ever rebuked his children.
他只是一味的要保护的孩子。
His only thought.
因为这是爱他。
He only thought to protect them, as his form of love.
当大卫的儿子暗嫩强暴了他自己的妹妹，结果做爸爸的没有指责。
When David's son Amnon raped his half sister, his father David didn't do anything to rebuke him.
导致另一个儿子亚沙龙认为爸爸是一个非常不公平而没有是非的父亲。
As a result, Amnon, David's other son, thinks that David is an unfair father without any morals.
结果怎么样？一个爸爸对孩子的溺爱。反导致孩子恨他。
In the end, because of David spoiling his children with love, his own children ended up hating him.
而亚沙龙积怨已经升到最后，想决定杀了自己的大哥。
And Absalom's hate towards Amnon just grew and grew to the point where Absalom killed Amnon.
结果大卫也没有当面指责他。
And David still did nothing.
很可能是因为大卫想用。自己对孩子的宠爱来填补他自己幼年时所缺乏的父爱。
It's very probable that David was using this type of love toward his children to compensate for his own lack of love from his father.
经文告诉我们，当大卫的孩子犯错的时候
，Scripture tells us that when David's children have committed some fault，
大卫还深深的思念，还是想念他们，还是爱着他们，也从来不指责他们。
David continued to shower upon them love and never criticize them.
结果养育出怎么样的孩子呢？养育出高傲自大而没有是非的孩子。
So what was the result? He raised prideful children who did not know right or wrong.
多少时候是因为我们过去成长环境的缘故，我们把儿女当作我们与 圆梦的出口。我们也许过去有一些未完成的梦，我们就想让我们的儿女来达成。
Many times we use our children to accomplish unfulfilled dreams that we could never do when we were younger.
也许是自己达不到事业，成就不了的学校，或者说某一种成就，我们就希望我们的儿女去达成。
Maybe you couldn't get to a certain school or is any sort of accomplishment, and you just push your children hard to get those accomplishments.
或者说我们借着能把我们所有的倾倒到他身上，成为我们幼时伤痛的一种弥补。
Or perhaps if we were missing anything or we were hurt in any way when we were younger, well, we compensate and give our children more of the opposite.
好像是也许我们过去很穷，我们就现在希望能够大大的奢华，把让孩子有无限物质上的享受。
For example, if you were really young when you were poor, you might shower your children with every type of material blessing just to make up for it.
但是神却对父亲说，你的角色应该是连续，应该是管教。
However, God says that a father should be disciplining and compassionate.
而不是随着己意来教育孩子。
And not just to follow their own will and experiences.
大卫的第四个问题。
David's fourth problem.
是大卫不面对问题以及接纳自己的孩子。
David refused to face problems head on with his own children.
因为大卫这个爸爸不去处理他自己儿子暗恋强暴妹妹的过失。
Because David did not handle the situation of Amnon raping his half sister, Absalom killed Amnon and ran.
杀的亚加龙就杀了他哥哥暗恋，结果因为他杀了之后，他就逃亡在外。
So after Absalom killed Amnon, he ran away.
经过三年以后，亚沙龙终于获大卫的恩准，回到国内。
After 3 years, Absalom finally had David's permission to return.
然而大卫却拒绝见他的面。
But David still wouldn't meet him.
大卫对他的亲信约甲说，使亚沙龙回自己家去，不要见我面。
David said that let Absalom return to his own house, don't let him see my face.
这个就是大卫的矛盾啊，他自己一方面非常思念他自己的儿子，亚沙龙，希望他回来，希望他见他的面，好不容易听了别人的劝，把儿子带回来了。
So the conflict within David was, on one hand, David really missed Absalom and really wanted to see him, so slowly listening to the advice of others, he allowed Absalom to come back.
结果他自己儿子亚沙龙回来以后，他就拒绝见他。
And yet when Absalom came back, he didn't meet him.
他不接纳他的并不见面。我们很清楚，我想大卫很清楚哦，他今天到这个家庭，跑到这个地步，他自己
I would think that David knew that this entire situation that he was in, he was at fault for it.
他自己也为着亚沙龙杀死的哥哥，也就是他的儿子暗恋难过，他的死去难过。
And you're still remorseful over the son Amnon, whom Absalom killed.
但是大卫又知道他自己有很大的责任，所以他很难堪，他就选择逃避。他选择了关系隔离，他选择不要面对亚沙龙。
So David was in a really awkward situation, so his decision was just distance himself from the entire thing.
大卫刻意的回避造成亚沙龙极大的痛苦。
David's avoidance must have caused great pain in Absalom.
圣经一再一再的告诉我们，躲避是无法解决关系上的破裂、冲突和矛盾。
Scripture repeatedly tells us that cowardice will never solve any conflict.
我知道我们在座的遇到关系上有问题，我们都非常害怕，希望能够躲避。
I know that many times when we face problems, we don't want to face it head on, and we just want to hide.
但是圣经上告诉我们，有出关系上出问题的时候，我们一定要正面面对。
But the Bible tells us that when we face a problem, we have to face it head on.
如果孩子已经知错了，做父亲的要尽量接纳饶恕。
So if a child knows that he or she has done wrong, the father should do his best to accept the child and forgive him.
在路加福音 这个浪子的回头的故事里面，我们看到一个父亲。
So in the Gospel of Luke, there's a parable of the prodigal son, and we see this father.
他不但等待要去接纳那背叛自己，并且把家产挥霍尽的一个小儿子。
So not only did the father wait for the son, but he also accepted him.
他还主动的去关注、安慰那心中不平的大儿子。
He also took the initiative to go and seek out the elder son who was having conflict.
他用同理心去安慰、接纳、去饶恕孩子。
Come now.
但是又秉着公义的原则，这是我们天父要我们在地上父亲学习的一个榜样。
So our Heavenly Father wants us to be able to be compassionately accept and forgive our children, yet also hold on to righteous principles.
我们今天有主动去了解、接纳孩子吗？
Have we taken the time to understand and accept our children?
还是我们今天尽量选择避免去面对一些难堪处理的问题呢？
Or have we just chosen to avoid all awkward situations or problems?
大卫是一个好王。
David was a good king.
他是一个讲义气的朋友。
And a great friend.
他是一个求神心意的人。
A man who sought after God's own heart.
他对人处事都充满了恩慈。
And was kind towards people.
以今天的眼光来说，我们可以说他是一个经过历练，终于苦出头，谦卑的一个佼佼者。
And he was a man who went through rough circumstances, but emerged as an excellent and humble leader.
他事业有成，他也爱下属，他是忠于工作的一个好领袖。
He had a good career and he loved his subordinates. He also was faithful to his job.
在今天来说，他是讲义气的人，他也愿意为教会牺牲奉献。
In today's words, he was a man of his word and he sacrificed a lot for the church.
他爱神爱人，处处处事凭良心。
And he loved God and he loved man and he always acted according to his conscience.
但是他是一个失败的父亲。
But as a father, he was a failure.
他有很多很多的理由去解释他的失败。
He could have used many different reasons to explain why he failed.
我们今天有很多很多的理由。
I mean, today we all have very many different reasons.
可是理由却无法挽回他对子女负面的伤害。
But all these different reasons could not reconcile the hurt between him and his children.
他用神的规条去处理国家民族，结果没有运用在家庭。
He used God's principles to take care of the country and his people, but in his own house, he didn't use them.
今天我们可能尽心尽力去经营处理我们的学业事业。
Today we might take God's principles with us when we go to school, when we go to work.
或者处理我们的社交，我们的教会。
Or when in our social lives, or when we go to church.
但是如果我们没有把神的原则应用在我们的家庭的话。
But if we refuse to take God's principles into our own homes.
大卫的故事很可能就成为我们自己的故事。
Then David's story may very well become ours.
最后我愿意做以下四点回顾。
So at the end, there are 4 points I would like to go over.
让我们记得，第一，我们要用身教和言教来教导孩子从神而来的婚姻观。
So first, let us use our lifestyle and our words to teach our children God's ideal of marriage.
第二，我们要照着主的教训和警戒养育儿女。
Second, we have to look at the instruction of the Lord to bring up our children.
教训和警戒，是神的教训和警戒。
It's not just our vision, but God's vision.
如果自己没办法遵从主的教训和警戒的时候，必要时我们自己要跟家人认罪。
If we ourselves do not follow the Lord, then we must confess to our family.
这个是父亲的责任。
This is a responsibility of a father.
第三，不要把儿女当作自己未完成，来达成我们未完成的梦。
Don't use your children to accomplish your own unfulfilled dreams.
或者把他们当作能够弥补自己过去的缺乏与伤害的对象。
Or if you're neglected in it in any way, don't compensate by giving them more.
最后，我们要主动的能够面对以及接纳我们
And lastly, take initiative to accept our children face to face and forgive them. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being so loving. Let us earthly fathers learn from your love and be able to have. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.